Unevayer hadover ktsas. Rav Nosson says, I'm going to explain this clearer. Ki kavonas admorzal shehizir mo'oid lases mea Torah tefila. Rabbeinu Zal's intent, when he emphasized this Talmidim very, very much about converting Torah to tefila, making tefillah out of Torah, what did he mean? Hoyo kavanosoi mehatorah shelo izocho adayin lahagia ileho. He was referring to that portion of the Torah which a Jew wasn't successful at yet. Hein mitzad hakiyum, whether it means he didn't get to fulfill that item yet. Hein mitzad hahasoga, or the person feels that they weren't zechi yet to fully understand that part of the Torah. So therefore, whenever there is a portion of the Torah which a person feels they haven't been zecha to the true understanding of it yet, or they haven't been zecha yet to fulfill it, the Torah speaks about Aliyat Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If a person's living in Chutz Laretz and hasn't been zecha to do it yet, you know, as an example, V'ho Iker Huakiyum, and we have to emphasize that the most important part is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the Torah. K'moy L'moshel, for example, that by performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, that'll serve as a protection from committing the sin of adultery. Where does he learn that? There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, in the parasha of tzitzis, that as a result of doing this mitzvah, it'll help you that you shouldn't follow your heart in any wrong way, wrong path that it'll want to lead you on, mislead you on, and you shouldn't follow your eyes. You shouldn't let your eyes drag you wherever they want to look. That kind of thing. And he also learns that the mitzvah of tzitzis is mesugol for a person to be zeichet to eitzo toivo. As is brought in a chapter he's going to bring in a minute. And through tzitzis, a person can be zeichet to emuna and tefillah and Eretz Yisrael. These items are all discussed in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal there gives a whole shiur about the mitzvah of tzitzis and shows how tzitzis, why tzitzis is a protection against niyuf, and how tzitzis is the concept of good advice, being zeichet to good advice, and emun in Hashem, and tefillah, and Eretz Yisrael, a whole bunch of things. Rabbeinu Zal there ties it all together. So when a person learns that, he learned that chapter in Likutei Moran already, he knows that he's heard the connections. And yet the person looks in the mirror and he knows how far he is from watching his eyes, from having solid control on his eyes, not to look where they're not supposed to, or from being zechet to shleimus ha'emuna, or from being zechet to have good advice. The person realizes how far he is from all of those things. The person has to daven to Hashem a lot, and to convert that portion of the Torah, that chapter in Likutei Moran, to make it into a tefillah, to beg Hashem to give him the ability to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, in terms of technically, with all the halacha aspects of it, and with the right kavona, with the right everything, ba'ofen, in such a manner, sheyizke lekol hanal, that I'll be zeichet through my performing the mitzvah of tzitzis, that I will actually be given the strength not to look at what I'm not supposed to look at, and I'll be given a strengthening echizuk in emuna, and in tefillah, and I'll be zeichet to have good advice, all of those things. Nimtza, therefore, what do we see? Shekol haTorah hazois hietzloi b'chinas Torah Hashem. That chapter in Likutei Moran to this person is Torah Hashem. Me'achar sheloi zocha adayin lekaimo b'shleimus soroi, because since this person has not yet succeeded at fulfilling every single thing that's written in that chapter in Likutei Moran properly, ba'ofen shiagia lekol hanal, to do it in such a way where he'll get to all of those madregas. However, that's the level that the person is on. Whereas the tzaddik who taught all of this, the tzaddik who explained to us what tzitzis can accomplish, he obviously has been zocha. Otherwise, how does he know about it if he's not holding by that madrega? Ki etzloi, because by that tzaddik, he toirosoi. It's not Hashem's Torah anymore. This is his Torah. It's something he's achieved already and been successful at. It's in his pocket. It's in his control. V'gam nemucho etzloi ba'alofim urevovois madregois mibchinas toirosoi mibchinas hanigle shaloi rak shehuchrach lohirad atzmai b'shvileinu lo'im rokach kemavua mizeh b'mokom achar. Now Rav Nosson Zal is throwing in a little curveball, a little note on the side. He's telling us that what you see written on the page in Likutei Moran, don't you dare think that that was Rabbeinu Zal's level of Torah. Chas v'shalom. That's a billion times lower than where he was actually holding. Gam nemucha etzli, what he's writing in the sefer over there for public consumption is thousands and tens of thousands brought down mibchinas Torah soy, from what was Rabbeinu Zal's own level of Torah, mibchinas hanigle shaloi, which what was considered by him, his revealed, what he knew and understood. Rak, shehuchroch lohirid atzmei b'shvilonu, loim raka. It's just that Rabbeinu Zal had to lower himself thousands of levels down to bring his level of knowledge and comprehension down to be able to present it in a manner that we could be associated, we could relate to it, we could connect to it. Avol etzleinu hu b'chinas teres Hashem. But to us, when we learn that chapter on Likutei Moran and we're first informed about these concepts and ideas, to us, at that point, this is Hashem's Torah. We're not holding yet by those madregas that are described there. B'chinas nistor, it's still relatively hidden from me, even though I read about it, but it's still way, way far out for me. Me'achar shelo zochinu lekaimo koroi, because of the fact that I haven't yet achieved fulfilling what's written in there, I can't call it mine. Makolshkein lahasigo, and certainly to understand the full depth of that Torah, I'm certainly not holding by that yet. So therefore, va'alze tzrichin tefila kanal, that learning it 500 times ain't going to help you get to that. You got to daven for that. Once you learn a piece of Torah, anytime you're introduced to a new concept in Torah, you have to know that there's a follow-up of tefillah. There must be a follow-up of tefillah, otherwise you're fooling yourself, period. Because number one, you're not really understanding it fully. There's no way in the world with your brain alone you're going to comprehend the Torah, even on the level that you're capable of doing. And certainly, to be zechut to fulfill the Torah, that don't take brains, that takes heart. The battle of Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara is in the heart, it's not in the brain, mostly. And the heart, you need tefillah for. Shifchi kamayim libech nocha pnei Hashem. The instrument of war is the tefillah. Just as we mentioned yesterday, Rabbeinu Zal told the story in Sipurei Maisis with the seven betlers about a king who took over the kingdom and he thought that brains was the most important thing, and he started giving all kinds of prizes and rewards for who was able to introduce a new invention or a new sechel. And because the people got all caught up in the knowledge aspect, they forgot tachsisei milchoma. They forgot how to do battle. They forgot how to defend themselves. And what Rabbeinu Zal there is hinting to is this concept that there's two branches of Judaism. There's the knowledge branch, there's the brains, and there's the tefillah branch, there's the heart part. And unfortunately, most Yidden that get involved in Limud HaTorah miss the boat. And they don't get anywhere near the full benefit of learning because they don't know it's Lahavdil. It's like somebody who catches a bird. He's going hunting for birds. He catches the bird. He puts it in the cage, and he leaves the cage open. So it's very funny, he has it for 2 seconds, and then it's, and he can't, why? Why I learned it, and at the moment I learned it, I felt that I understood it, and I felt I wanted to do it. How is it that 2 minutes later, the feeling dries up, and I don't feel attracted to it anymore, I don't feel like I really want to do it. What happened, how come I didn't feel that initial feeling that I felt, that high that I felt when I was learning it? How come I didn't close it up tight and lock it in and have it retain it? The answer is because I didn't have a spoidatus. Because I didn't pray to Hashem about it. Rav Nosson Zal, this Rav Nosson Zal, whose Likutei Halachos we're learning, and many, I believe, many of the people that are hearing this are impressed by the level of chidushim that he's giving over. Rav Nosson Zal, at the conclusion of one of his shiurim, he once said to his talmidim, okay, children, all of this fabulous fiery shiur that I just gave you, if you won't embellish it, If you won't smother it in a lot of tefillah, I have no pity on you. Implying, don't think that just because you sat here for 45 minutes or 45 hours and you heard a tremendous shiur, it's going to make you more religious. It's only step one. It's phase one. There's a phase two, there's a part two, which if you don't do it, heaven help you. Because you're going to see that no matter how powerful the Torah was, it's not going to be enough. These two are partners, Torah and Tefillah. If a person is zeichet to use both, he wins. Avol etzleinu, so that's by Rabbi Nezal himself, who taught the Torah. He mastered it. By him it was Torah soy. Avol etzleinu, but to us who are first learning these concepts, hu bechinas Torah Hashem. It's not our Torah yet. It's still in Hashem's pocket. Bechinas nistor, it's still very hidden from us. Me'achar sheloi zochinu lekayim okoroi, since we weren't yet successful at fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis 100% with all the details al pi halacha of what you need, makol shkein lahasiga. Certainly, we haven't yet been zochet to understand the mitzvah of tzitzis 100%. Val ze tzrichin tefila kanal. This requires tefila. Va'oisin mehatoyro haina mechinas toras Hashem tefila. And the person, what the person does is he takes this Torah Hashem, because at this point in his career, this is Torah Hashem. He hasn't mastered it yet. He converts it to tefillah. Because I haven't mastered it, I'm going to daven to master it. Ad shezoich alofi lozeh lekayem ulahasig zoi satoirah. And he davens hard enough and long enough until he succeeds at understanding it well and fulfilling it well. And at that point, once the person understands it well and succeeds in fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis well, at that point it becomes his Torah. He converted what was originally Torah Hashem, what was originally tefillah, now it became Torah. Now it became his Torah. He mastered that piece of Torah.
Tefillah takes potential Torah.
Exactly.
By the way, everybody knows this is a pasuk in the first Tehillim, right? Ashrei
kim b'toiras Hashem chefzoi u'v'soirasoi yehege yom v'loila. The Gemara, the Medrash, what do you mean? Which is it? Make up your mind. Is it Torah Hashem or Torah Soi? Is it Hashem's Torah or is it your Torah? The answer is it starts out as Torah Hashem. Once you do the tefillah of it, it becomes, it's possible for it to become your Torah. Until you do the tefillah, even if you think you've missed, you're fooling yourself. You think you understand it, you don't understand it. You think you're fulfilling it properly, you're not fulfilling it properly.
It's awesome that it's the first tefillah we have. Because that's all that David ever proved.
Tefillah.
Torah into tefillah.
We're going to have it in this chapter. And this is an example of this is the Reb Chaim Vitalzal in the introduction to the Kisvei Arizal, in the introduction to his rabbi's writings, he says, he addresses the issue that he's about to present Kabbalah, you know, like the encyclopedia of Kabbalah. So he says, I know that during my rabbi's time, there were quite a number of rabbis that opposed him, or that didn't understand him, or opposed him, etc. He says, to them I have one comment. He says, the Tana Elokai, Rabbi Meir, contradicts them. He disproves them. You know why? Because he says there's a simple little Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it says, Haloimed Torah Lishmo, that a person who studies Torah properly, Zoiche Ledvorim Harbe, is Zoiche to many things, and the Mishnah goes on to list that the person is Zoiche to Ruach HaKodesh, to Eitzah, to Anova, to Yiras Hashem. The Mishnah lists a whole list of unbelievable madregos that a person achieves by learning Torah Lishma. Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes, let each one of these rabbis look in a mirror and ask themselves honestly, is that Mishnah written about them? Are they holding by what it says in that Mishnah? And if not, then they must know that they haven't yet reached a level of limud of Torah lishma bishleimus. Whereas looking at my rabbi, he says, looking at the Arizal, every single word in that Mishnah came to life. You saw his Ruach HaKodesh, you saw, and he described some of the things that the Arizal said and did, where you saw that, yeah, he was a living example of Limud Torah Lishma. Why? Because he davened, he learned and davened. He had his Boidedus. The Arizal, when he was in Egypt, stayed for 8 years or so in a place, total privacy. He saw his wife only on Friday night, all kinds of things. Tremendous tefillah. The Arizal writes that he worked a couple of weeks to try to understand a certain item in the Zohar Kodesh. He fasted and prayed and everything, and then he got, and he cried, he said he cried over it. And then he got, then he felt he mastered it, and he went on to the next page, 10 pages later, 10 days later, hundreds of hours of crying later, in a dream it was revealed to him that what he thought he got right 10 days ago was still not the pure pshat. And he went battled again and again, crying and praying and fasting, until he got to understand. Most people picture the Arizal as the guy with the magic wand. You know, he simply tapped himself, or he sprinkled the holy water on him, and he became this magician with all the Kabbalah. No such thing. No fast food, no instantaneous tzaddikim. Anybody that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal didn't say abracadabra and he became Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. Spent 13 years in sand, in a cave. Doing what? How much tefillah? How many tears were cried there? We find in the Zohar Kodesh constantly, Bocho Rabbi Shimon, and he cried and he gave a shir.
So, I mean, it's hard struggling with that via the tefillah, we make this potential Torah, that is Hashem's Torah, our own, but it's only because Hashem gives it to us.
For sure. It's a certain initiative that we have to take. We have to arouse an intense desire inside. The intense desire, Hashem gives us the tefillah. And with the tefillah, you know, nimtza sheshnehem echod. So it comes out that both concepts that Rabbeinu Zal discussed are actually one. Ki mashe kosav kan lasos mehatfilah Torah. This that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in this chapter Chav Beis about converting tefillah into Torah, haynu bechinas Torah soy. That was referring to making what's originally Hashem's Torah, Nistor, Tefillah, converting it to your Torah. She yenasa meha Nistor, she bechinas Torah Hashem, yenasa mizeh al yidei riboy tefillois, bechinas Torah soy. As a result of your multitude of Tefillah, you're converting Tefillah to Torah. You're converting Torah Hashem to your Torah. She zehu biatzmoi, ma shikos b'mokom acher, lasos meha Torah Tefillah. And this is exactly what he referred to in the other place when he said, "Convert Torah to Tefillah." Haynu mi Torahs Hashem, mashegilu hatzadikim, v'adayin v'anachnu adayin rechoykim imeno, lasos mizeh Tefillah, ad sheniskel zeh v'yenasa Torah soy. In other words, when he spoke about converting Torah to Tefillah, he was talking about converting Hashem's Torah into your Tefillah. When he spoke about converting tefillah to Torah, he was talking about converting Hashem's Torah into your Torah. He was saying that as a result of your tefillah, you're going to make it your Torah. In other words, where Torah is the end product, we're talking about your Torah. Where Torah is the beginning product, we're talking about Hashem's Torah. Take Hashem's Torah, convert it to tefillah. With tefillah, you're going to convert that. The end product is going to be, it's going to become your Torah.
With your Torah that you have, or you think you have, with tefillah, you reinforce your own Torah?
No. Let's say you learn something. You first get your first shot at it, but it's still very hazy and unclear. It's still, even though you've learned it, it's still in Hashem's pocket completely. So now, at that stage, this is Torah's Hashem to me. Rabbeinu Zal said, convert Torah to tefillah. It's Hashem's Torah. You want to get any access to it? Daven for it. So now I took Hashem's Torah and I was mispalel. I went from Torah to tefillah. Now, as a result, now there's a concept of tefillah converting to Torah. That tefillah is going to result in making what was originally Hashem's Torah my Torah.
It's just a two-step process. It's a two-step process.
Exactly.
Hashem's Torah, it's a tefillah. Feel it to my Torah.
Exactly.
So there's no other.
But it's not even really two, it's one.
Yeah.
It's simply two ways of looking at it, top down or bottom up. My mission is to convert what's not mine, make it mine. To convert what's originally by Hashem and make it mine. what the terminology that's used. When it's in Hashem's hands, it's called Torah Hashem. When it's in my hands, it's called Torah Si. When it's in Hashem's hands, I can't call it my Torah. I can only pray for it. To me, it's in tefillah form. You understand? I can only pray for it. It's not Torah to me yet. It's tefillah to me. When it's in my hands, it becomes Torah.
Is there another way to think? I mean, so tefillah is Torah potential of my own.
Correct.
It's in Hashem's hands. Is there an opposite to that, which is the converting of Torah to tefillah?
Yes, converting Torah into tefillah is Hashem's Torah making a tefillah. Converting tefillah and making tefillah, making from tefillah, making tefillah into Torah is again praying for this Torah which isn't mine to become mine. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'harei b'shneim l'dover echod niskavein. When Rav Nosson Zal spoke about both of these things, he was referring to the same concept. The canal, as we explained earlier, va'ayin b'makom achar mizeh b'hilchas sefer Torah. There's another place where he discusses this in Yoredei Hilchas Sefer Torah. V'kan mavur yoyser bezras Hashem Yisparach. Whereas here it was clarified even more. Nimtza Rav Nosson Zal says. Therefore, what do we see from this? Shechama ulevana heim bechinas Torah tefila. The sun and the moon represent Torah and tefila. V'afal pi shehalevana ktana me'achama. Even though you would say that logically and physically, the moon is much smaller than the sun. The kan mavoyer, whereas over here it's being explained, shetfila bechinas nistar gavoya yoser. Here we're being shown that tefila represents the higher level. What we called Torah is the Torah that you have already. Tefila is for what you don't have yet. Tefila is synonymous with Torah Hashem, right? What we called Torah was your Torah. What we called tefillah was Torah Hashem, right? Which is higher? The Torah Hashem is much higher. Achal pianal mevoyer ktsas ki hatefillah mekabeles me'atorah. Tefillah receives from Torah. Ki mispalel sheyizke lekayim es haTorah. What is his tefillah? His tefillah is Hashem, please let me be zocher to fulfill the Torah. And by doing that, he zeicha to convert Hashem's Torah into his Torah. And this goes in cycles. Every time I get to a new level, I'm always...
Spirals.
Exactly. Every time I get to a new level, I'm trying on that level to convert what's distant from me to bring it close to me. Nimtza, shehatfila ktana mehatoira, hainu mehanistar. Tefillah, on one hand, is lower than the Torah, meaning the Torah's Hashem. Because I'm using the tefillah, I'm saying, Hashem, please let me get up there. Up there to what? Up there to Torah. So relative to that, the tefillah is lower than the Torah. The govoya mehatoira, whereas tefillah is higher than Torah, hainu mehanigla. From what I know already, what I understand already, that I'm not davening for. I'm davening for what I don't understand yet, what I haven't achieved yet. Kialidei hatfilah poyalin hakoil. Because through tefillah, a Jew can accomplish everything. The oisin mehanistar nigla. The person is able to convert that which is originally hidden from them to have it become revealed to them. Va'azai hi bebechinas eishes chayil. And then the tefillah becomes like the wife who becomes the crown of her husband. The husband is on top. Typically, normally, the assumption is that the husband is on top, the wife is on bottom. But there's a concept of eshes chayil ateres bala. There's a concept of a woman of valor who rises above the husband. The husband is Torah. The wife is tefillah, as we're going to see soon. I think he's going to explain it. The husband is the one who has the main obligation to learn Torah.
Yes.
The wife is the one, Isha Yiras Hashem, he tit halal. The woman is the one who prays the most. She's the one who's best at tefillah. However, there's a Torah that's below, typically, the Torah, there's a Torah that's above tefillah, which is the Torah Hashem, There's a Torah that's below tefillah, which is Torah Soy. The Torah that I've mastered already completely, I'm not davening for. I'm davening, I'm reaching up to the stars, right? With my tefillah, I'm reaching up to the Torah that I don't have yet. So in that sense, the tefillah that I'm davening is above the level of Torah that I'm on. It's for new Torah. Based on the level that I'm on, if I'm on the 36th floor in Torah, then my tefillah is directed to the 38th floor. I'm looking for more, you understand? So my tefillah is above my Torah, but it's below the Torah that I'm aspiring for. Because through tefillah, a person can elevate themselves from the lowest, lowest, extremely low level to the highest, highest madrega, ad ein sof, till infinity, ad sheyizke l'toiras Hashem u'tfilas Hashem, to the point where a Jew is capable of reaching Hashem's Torah and Hashem's tefillah, can move on l'mayin b'Torah now, as is clear to anyone who studies this chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, u'b'mokam acher, and as is discussed in other places in Likutei Halachos.